Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Tessa Sharp. She is the executive partner at Alchemy Worldwide, as well as an award-winning author. Tessa, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks so much, Christopher.
So one of my favorite books ever that I've ever written, I very rarely read fiction books, but it was called The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. And I'm curious, that word alchemy or alchemist holds very deep feelings for me. And I'm curious why you chose to name your company the Alchemy Worldwide Company.
It holds very deep meaning for myself and my business partner and my husband. He is also my husband, my business partner. So we chose the name Alchemy fundamentally because we are both psychologists who work in an organizational setting. And what we see is that life is an opportunity to be a blend of living, loving, and working. And that if you love the work that you do, then life takes on a magical quality. So this blend of being able to take the different ingredients or the different chemical parts of your life and create magic with it is something that really appeals to us and something that we work very closely with our clients and our participants in developing their own alchemic mix to find where their gold is in the center of all of this.
So let's talk about Tessa. I mean, when you talk about things like magical and loving what you do, I mean, even just in the US, Gallup polls have found that 87% of Americans either dislike, are disinterested or hate their jobs. And that's America, supposedly a very well-to-do country, which it is from the numbers. But tell us, I mean, there's a lot of people out there within the US, in the UK, or ever in the world. How do you have that magic if, let's say, they're just trying to get paid and pay rent, you know? So how do you find that magic?
Yeah, it takes a tremendous amount of courage and curiosity to get to the core of, and this may sound crazy, but to get to the core of who you are and what you genuinely stand for in your life. You know, I just find it so sad when I experience people who are absolutely working like crazy in service of paying the mortgage on a big house or paying the loan on a big car or paying off university fees or whatever the debts are. And yet they're doing this to create what they believe will give them happiness. And 9 times out of 10, it just makes them miserable. And when you start to work with people in the core of what really gives them fulfillment, pleasure, excitement, anticipation, possibility, that's when their spirit just seems to light up. And when I work with people who get to a point where they create either their own work for themselves or their own business or the work within their organization that sets their soul alight, then just it's like working with a different person, and they have so much more energy and so much more motivation, and they're so much nicer to be around.
I couldn't agree more with that. I mean, no, literally, there was a gentleman named Ed Robinson who was a speaker, and he said, some people bring joy wherever they go, and some people bring joy whenever they leave. and unfortunately, all of us have that ability. And so for you, I love how you frame your story, share your story. And the book I'm looking at it right now, at least in terms of the description, where it says, founded on 40 years of experience working with senior leaders in over 40 countries, Bevoke, the Art of Transformative Facilitation. Talk to us about this book.
Okay, well, this is based on a unique methodology that my husband, Keith Jones, has developed over the years. So he has been standing up in front of senior leadership groups in a learning context for 40 years. And he was a clinically trained psychotherapist. He was involved in the earlier years in the work of Werner Erhard and the EST program, and then in the UK with the Exegesis. So a kind of large group awareness development programs. He's qualified in a whole host of different psychotherapeutic modalities. And as a result of that, and in addition to that, he's a very extrovert, larger than life character. And as a result of all of that background, he started to do his work in a very specific way, which became very impactful and incredibly memorable for the people that he worked with. And so our clients, year after year, started to invite us back and invite us back. So, you know, many of our clients we've had for 15, 20 years. And they kept saying to us, what is it that you do? Because we see the impact of it, but it happens so quickly and it's so subtle that we don't know what you're doing here. And they kept asking us to write it down. So we spent 4 years at the same time as starting up our own business, but we spent 4 years writing this book. And if you've ever tried to write about the intangible, subjective nature of human experience, you'll get something of just how challenging it was to create a methodology and to articulate it in the pages of the book that we've written.
Fascinating. What is the message, let's say, going back to the word magical, I love that word, magic. What magical response, emotion, feeling do you think your readers want to, what do you hope your readers get from a magical standpoint?
Well, one thing that the feedback that we've had from readers, whenever we've put the book in somebody's hand or whenever they've purchased a copy and they open it, they say, wherever you open the book, it draws you in. So we created a book, we self-published because we didn't want the size of the book or the design of the book to be a limiting factor. We wanted to create a book that we would want to read. So it's not page after page after page of dense black copy on white page. There's poetry in there, there's photography in there. Many of the photographs we took in the various countries and cities around the world that we've worked, I took them on my iPhone. The way the models are designed and developed is a unique way that just seems to capture people's imagination and draw them in. And then they start reading. And the book is written in kind of bite-sized chunks so that if you want to read it cover to cover, you can. Or if you want to just dip in and dip out and butterfly read, which is the kind of reader I am, then, you know, it works for those kind of people too.
That's great. And so what's one specific concept that you want to share about this whole transformative facilitation that you can share with us now in terms of what you call these? I literally call our podcast a bites, you know, bite size of success. So what's one bite side of success you can share with us right now?
Sure. Well, one of... there were so many insights that we gained along the way of writing this book. But one of the core things that we developed, and it was just so bizarre because we were reading some of the previous academic works on transformative learning, because fundamentally that's the arena that this work sits within. And we were looking at a very well-established model by John Mesereau. And I looked at Keith and I said, this doesn't completely fit for me in what I see you do and what we both do. I said, we need to identify what our model of working is. So Keith wrestled with this for 3 weeks. And it was so bizarre because one Sunday morning, he woke me up at 5 a.m. and said, you need to clear your whiteboard in your office, Tess. I've got the model. It came to me in a dream. We need to write this up before I forget it. And we wrote the model up, and what the model is it is both a process and a set of contexts. Now that sounds complex, it's both a process and a set of contexts within which human transformation can occur. So it helps to guide the facilitator through that process with the learners in the room or with the group that you're working with. And within each of the 8 dimensions of transformation, transformation can occur. Insights can occur, those I want to say yahoo moments, but that's not the right word, is it? I can't
think what it is. Well, magical,
the aha,
right?
Moment, that's it, the aha moment occurs.
That's amazing. Well, Tessa, thank you so much for sharing your aha moments right now with us today. How can our listeners read your book and connect with you?
Okay, so the book is available on the UK branch of Amazon, which is www.amazon.co.uk. So it's available in both hard and soft copy. Or alternatively, you can order it through our website, which is www.alchemyww.com. where you can order a copy and we can post a copy out. Or alternatively, we run a number of different seminars where experienced practitioners, whether they're change managers, project managers, facilitators, trainers, even leaders come on the program, can come and learn the fundamental skills of transformative facilitation for themselves.
That's great. Tessa, thank you again for being on our podcast. Have a great day.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.